we've been working on a bill, and we'll continue to kind of work and polish on it. But, you know, my hope would be that, I'm not sure when we're going to come out with it, but we'd kind of have it about where we wanted to, maybe towards the end of next week, be able to kind of share it privately with both, you know, our side and the Democratic caucus, and get a feel from where it is in terms of ability to pass it off the floor. So, yeah, we're in the final glide path here, and so we'll be kind of starting to wrap this up here in the next couple of weeks, I hope.
Your bill, Senator, will get more and more attention as we get toward the end of this legislative session from news reporters and lobbyists and everybody
right.
else. And there's the governor put his proposal out quite some time ago. But are we safe to assume that that your bill is a fair amount smaller? And if so, can you give us some idea? I know that you were hypothesizing a while back kind of where it might end up, but are you able to share anything with us in terms of roughly
amount? We have what we call, you know, we have debt service. We have the ability to pay at least at this point for a little, you know, about an $800 million bill, and that's kind of where we'll be targeting in terms of where this bill goes from a standpoint of leaving the committee and going to the floor. I'm suspecting it's going to be about that in the $800 million range at this point. Again, that's, we've got to balance our budget, and that's what we've got debt service to serve, about an $800 million bill. So we'll be putting one together in that range, and hopefully we can frame it up well enough to be attractive to members from the standpoint of a bill passage.
The administration will argue that the debt service that can be handled is quite a bit higher than that. As a matter of fact, their argument, I think, is that the state could even handle more debt service, handle debt service on a bonding bill larger than even the governor proposed at $1.5 billion. How do you respond to that, Senator?
Well, you know, certainly it could be higher, but you know, the governor wasn't thinking in terms of substantive tax bill or anything like that, so. You know, and or other issues related to expenditure within state government. So, you know, as far as what we did yesterday on the floor, I don't have that much money left to use from the standpoint of debt service on a bonding bill. So, you know, you play with the cards that you're dealt, and those are the cards that I have. And, you know, the governor might be able to, I don't know, I won't say invent money, but find money elsewhere because he's not spending on someplace else that we might have thought was important. And so, you can shift this money around any way you want. If you're governor, you don't have to ask anybody else. You're the sole decider on that. But you know, in a caucus situation or in a legislative body, we've got to meet other needs as well. And other needs, there are other needs out there beyond the bonding bill. So we'll just work to put a bill together that's attractive, and that will serve the needs of Minnesota. And I don't think we can forget that last year we put together a $987 million bill and passed it. And so another $800 million bill on top of that really takes us into a two-year cycle that's, from a bonding perspective, a record amount of bonding over the course of that two-year cycle if we can get this done.
Okay, and it sounds, Senator, if I'm understanding you correctly, like if you take more of that surplus and use it for debt service, that maybe you don't have a tax cut bill the size of what you folks
exactly,
presumably
you know,
are talking about. I mean, I know that hasn't been released yet, but it's anticipated soon.
The legislative budgeting is certainly a balance, and there are priorities all over, and you know, we've sort of spread our cash out in terms of tax reductions for people. The governor is less interested in that, and so he's got a little more money to pay for his proposed bonding bill.
There's, and I understand that the projects, you probably aren't at liberty to discuss projects, but I would like to ask you something about how much of this bonding bill that you're talking about probably be in the $800 million GO range, right?
Right.
How much of it will be transportation? Are you able to tell us that?
I'm hoping that we can get to, you know, I'm hoping we can get to about 100. The same as we kind of were last year, roads and bridges being at about 100 and $150 million or so. And I mean, that's sort of my target: roads, bridges, railroad crossings, things like that. Everything related to transportation. If you wrap those all up, I'm hoping to get to about $150 million on that. Again, that's where we were last year. We know we need to spend it. There's great needs out there, and I'll just say the other things. You know, wastewater infrastructure is huge. Higher education, HEPR needs, fixing it up needs are huge, and you know, state agency needs are huge. So we'll have to be rather exercising a fair amount of finesse to make this all work and create this package. But I'm hopeful, and you have to have hope, or you wouldn't do this job.
I want to argue with you there, Senator. You know, there's been a fair amount of debate. Let me just ask you about one project. That's
sure.
A series of projects that's gotten a fair amount of debate, and I have, I think, yeah, talked to you about this, and that's the veterans' homes, home
right.
or homes. Will this bill address that, or there are proposals out there to grab that money, portion of it, from the Vikings reserve account? Are you able to tell us what approach your bill will use?
Well, I think from my perspective, unless there's a decision otherwise made by a larger group, I'd like to stick to veterans homes done with bonding, and I would just suggest at this point, one, that's where I would be. I don't think we ought to, I think the Vikings money is for the Vikings stadium. If we've got surplus there, we ought to buy down the debt on that stadium, retire that debt earlier. I don't think moving that money over into what is typically handled by, if you will, capital bonding is the right thing to do. So we'll have that conversation. I think the House is going that direction. Maybe we'll relent and go that way, but the caucus has talked about that at least generally. We had some discussion, I think, even on the floor yesterday, and I didn't sense a great interest in going with the Vikings money and leaving the Vikings money with the Vikings stadium where it ought to be.
Then you, of course, have the decision of, is it Montevideo or Bemidji or Preston, right? And I know you said earlier about
that's
that.
Not an easy decision, but I guess that's what we get paid for, and we'll decide again how that's done, and if I have to do it unilaterally, or if we're going to do it as a committee, weighing all the virtues of each of the respective sites. Not easy. Absolutely, probably one of the hardest decisions within the framework of the bonding bill this year. But again, I think we're faced with it, and we're going to have to make it.